Talks take place in Geneva today in an effort to sort out the rising tensions in eastern Ukraine. The United States, Russia and the EU and Ukraine will all take part in the discussions. But as those talks get underway, EU member states have been given documents by officials setting out exactly how much sanctions against Russia will cost in cold, hard cash. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, has more now and is on the line. Tony, I suppose the first question is, who decided to issue these documents and what was behind it?
Well, this is part of the European Union's response to what's been happening in Ukraine. European heads of government a few weeks ago met and decided to embark on three stages of sanctions. The second stage is where we're at the moment. That's basically asset freezes and travel bans of individuals, officials associated with the Kremlin, also associated with any alleged attempts at destabilizing the east of Ukraine. Now, the big question is when Europe will move to phase three in their response, and that is full-blown economic and trade sanctions against Russia. Now, as part of that process, the European Commission was asked to do the preparatory work, looking at each individual member state to see what parts of each member state's economy would be implicated if there were sanctions, like what could people not import or not export to Russia, what effect that would have on their economy, and what effect any retaliation from Russia might have on their economy. Now, it's a very, very highly sensitive and highly classified process because the moment it leaks that one country will have to ban a certain product from Russia or will have to forego exports to Russia, then it becomes a very, very public, very political process. So each member state was given its own private dossier setting out, you know, in Ireland's case, what exactly are the sectors that Ireland might have to look at in terms of sanctions against Russia. And the government in Ireland, as will all the other 27 governments, have to just come back and confirm in the next couple of days, yes, those figures are right. These are pretty much the implications for trade and economic sanctions against Russia.
So what's at stake then for Ireland, Tony?
Well, we can only base our conclusions on statements that have been made so far. Ireland exports net about 600 million euro a year to Russia. So that's not insignificant. Russia is our 17th most important trading partner. It's generally in the area of agriculture and financial services. But of course, other countries like Germany, like Italy, like the Netherlands have much more deep-rooted and much more valuable exports to Russia. So there are divisions across Europe about whether or not to go ahead with full economic and trade sanctions or how deep those sanctions should be. The process at the moment really depends on these talks in Geneva. There are very few expectations that much will result from these talks. If we are going to go to phase three, to full economic sanctions, it does require a decision by European heads of government. There were rumours yesterday morning that a meeting would be held next week in Brussels, a summit would be held next week to trigger that decision, but that is now on hold. So it's not clear if Europe is sufficiently united to go ahead and trigger those sanctions if these talks today do not produce anything substantive.
Okay, and we'll hear plenty more throughout the day on those Geneva talks about the future of Ukraine, in particular the problems in eastern Ukraine. Tony Connolly there.